Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for January 17th. Here's what's in the spotlight. Open Cockpit Day at Air Museum. The New England Air Museum, adjacent to Bradley International Airport, will hold its first Open Cockpit Day for 2019 on Saturday, January 19th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Special activities will include an invitation to climb aboard historic aircraft, seeing flight simulators in action, hands-on build and flight challenges, and more. A variety of aircraft will be open for visitors, including the World War II era Republic P-47D, the Vietnam War era Bell UH-1B Huey helicopter, and supersonic jet fighters such as the North American F-100 Super Sabre jet fighter and the Lockheed F-104C starfighter. Also on Saturday, there will be a plastic scale model show from the Wings and Wheels Modelers Club. Hundreds of scale models will be on display and will include aircraft, military vehicles, ships, automobiles, and dioramas. Club members will run instructional demonstrations throughout the day. All activities are free with museum admission. New England Air Museum admission is $15 for ages 15 and older, $14 for seniors 65 and older, $10 for ages 4 to 14, free for museum members and children younger than 3. For more information, call 860-623-3305 or visit the website www.neam.org. Hartford Home Show this weekend. The Hartford Home Show takes place Saturday and Sunday, January 19th and 20th at the XL Center in downtown Hartford. Show hours are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday. Admission is free. Visitors will find experts, inspiration, and more at the home show, where the goal is to excite homeowners for their next home improvement. Whether it's a minor renovation or a major remodel, a wide selection of home improvement professionals will provide advice in a fun, interactive environment. The home show is designed for homeowners who are in all stages of remodeling. For more information, call 1-877-522-8499 or visit the website www.xlcenter.com. Festivity in Vernon. Arts Center East, 709 Hartford Turnpike in Vernon, will present its fourth annual Midwinter Festivity on Saturday, January 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. Snow date is Sunday, January 27th. Admission is $25. Reservations are due by Tuesday, January 22nd. Tickets will not be sold at the door. The show will feature men's and women's fashions from Zahner's Clothiers of Vernon and Uptown Consignment of South Windsor. Former Miss Rhode Island and Project Runway model Christina Palavra will MC. Older children are welcome. For more information, call 860-871-8222 or visit the website artscentereast.org. Ceremonies, events honor the great civil rights leader by J.I. Staff. A number of places plan observances on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Among them, Windsor, Archer Memorial AME Zion Church, will sponsor its annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration for the community on Monday, January 21st from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Windsor Town Hall Council Chambers, 275 Broad Street. The program will include special tributes to Dr. King with musical selections, performances, and words of reflection. The event is free. For more information, call the Archer Church office at 860-688-5225. Hartford. The Amistad Center for Art and Culture, based in the Wadsworth Athenaeum, 660 Main Street, will host a Martin Luther King Jr. Community Day, Mountaintop Vision, Soaring to New Heights, on Monday, January 21st, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free. Map your vision for the future and celebrate the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. through art making, performances, and tours for all ages. The programs are presented in partnership with the Wadsworth Athenaeum. In addition, the Greater Hartford Chapter of Jack and Jill will be collecting handbags and toiletries Monday to be delivered to women's shelters. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Day is supported by an anonymous funder. Program supplies are donated by SNS Worldwide. For more information, call 860-838-4133 or visit the website amistadcenter.org. Hartford Faith Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, 2030 Main Street, will celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday, January 21st, in a program titled No Time to Rest. The program begins at 3:30 p.m. Doors open at 3 p.m. Invited guests include Hartford Public Schools Superintendent Leslie Torres Rodriguez, the Reverend Paul Fleck from the Sanctuary Movement in Connecticut, the Reverend Dr. Joel Lohr, President of Hartford Seminary, and special guest preacher, the Reverend Dr. Lilton J. Marks, Sr. of Smithfield, Virginia. There will be great music, singing, food, and fellowship. Hartford, the Hartford Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, will host its 34th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Junior Scholarship Breakfast on Monday, January 21st at 9 a.m. at the Connecticut Convention Center in downtown Hartford. The event celebrates the life and legacy of Dr. King and raises scholarship funds for African American female high school seniors in Greater Hartford. It is the premier scholarship fundraising event for the Hartford Alumni Chapter. Keynote speaker will be Siobhan Arlene Bradley, founding principal of REACH, Reach Beyond Solutions, and co-founder of the Health Equity Cipher Group. To purchase tickets at $55 each, visit the website 2019dsthacmlk.eventbrite.com. For more information about the sorority, visit DST Hartford on Facebook or go to dsthartford.com. Hartford, the Connecticut Dance Alliance will host its annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Dance on Monday, January 21st from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Crex Greater Hartford Academy of the Arts, 15 Vernon Street. The event is open to anyone with prior dance experience. The Alliance's Day of Dance honors the teachings and legacy of Dr. King, as well as the abundant African-American contributions to the world of dance. This year's theme, Legends, Legacy, and Lineage, focuses on dance classes in many forms, including ballet, modern dance, Afro-Caribbean stilt walking and jazz. The cost is $35 and includes 2 1.5-hour master dance classes and a panel discussion with the guest artists. Adults may attend the Alliance's regional meeting, lunch provided. To register, contact Alliance board member Alexis Melanopoulos Flory at alexafleury@gmail.com. For more information about the event, visit the website ctdanceall.org. West Springfield, The Mountaintop, an historical drama by Katori Hall, is being performed at the Majestic Theater, 131 Elm Street, through Sunday, February 10th. The play is set entirely in room 306 of the Lorraine Motel, now the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, Tennessee. The play is a fictional account of Dr. King's last day on Earth. The Mountaintop premiered in London, where it won several theater awards and critical acclaim prior to its Broadway run in 2011. The play offers a different side of King, a man who, despite his flaws, remains an inspiration. Tickets range from $24 to $34. For more information, visit the box office. Call 413-747-7797 or visit the website majestictheater.com. Springfield. Four Springfield organizations will present the 7th annual Dr. King Day celebration on Monday, January 21st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mass Mutual Center, 1277 Main Street. The event is free and open to the public. The event is a collaborative celebration hosted by Martin Luther King Jr. Family Services, Community Music School of Springfield, Dream Studio, and Springfield College. The event will feature local gospel choirs, community leaders, and music, dance, and oratorical performances. West Hartford. The University of St. Joseph will hold its free annual celebration to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday, January 28th at 7 p.m. in the Hoffman Auditorium on the campus at 1678 Asylum Avenue. The celebration will include Mississippi Gospel Harmonies. Keynote speakers will be Victoria Criscow, director of the Connecticut Center for Nonviolence. Admission is free, but reservations are recommended. Call 860-231-5555 or visit the website tickets.usj.edu. Ellington Farmers Market to host herbalists Saturday by J.I. Staff. Ellington. The Ellington Farmers Market will be open for business Saturday, January 19th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Indian Valley Family YMCA, 11 Penny Street. Certified herbalists Stacy Wood and David Soul, owners of Whole Harmony Apothecary, will share their extensive knowledge with market customers, giving a talk titled Staying Healthy in 2019 with Herbs and Plant Medicine at 2:30 p.m. Approximately 25 vendors will bring a variety of locally produced farm products, specialty foods, baked goods, and artisan wares. The Ellington Market provides educational programs on healthy eating and living for children and adults and has a matching SNAP Dollars program. For more information, visit the website ellingtonfarmersmarket.com. Coventry. The Coventry Winter Farmers Market takes place at Coventry High School every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. through March 17th. More than 30 vendors are on-site selling locally grown produce, beef, turkey, pork, eggs, cheese, baked goods, soup, honey, soap, jewelry, and pottery. For more information, visit the website CoventryWinterFarmersMarket.com. Skating in East Windsor and MGM Springfield by J.I. Staff. East Windsor. The ice skating rink at Town Hall Annex, 25 School Street, Warehouse Point section of town, is open daily depending on the weather. Admission is free. Solar lights are set up, which allows for skating during the evening as well as the daytime. A small number of skates are available to borrow in the Parks and Recreation's office during normal business hours. Check out the Parks and Rec Facebook page for status of the ice, or visit the website East Windsor Rec.com. Take a skate at MGM Springfield. The plaza at MGM Springfield has been transformed into a 75 by 45 foot ice skating rink presented by Mercedes-Benz Springfield. Hours are Monday through Thursday, 2 to 9 p.m., Friday, 2 to 10 p.m., Saturday, noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 9 p.m. Skating rates for one 45-minute session are $12 for adults, $8 for children. M Life Rewards members, veterans, and military, and first responders, $8. Skate rental is $5. Tickets are not available online. For group sales, email icerinkgroups@mgmspringfield. Northwest Park to offer folk concert Saturday. By J.I. Staff. Windsor, the Northwest Park Concert Series offers an evening of folk music with Betty and the Baby Boomers on Saturday, January 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Parks Nature Center. Betty and the Baby Boomers are the voices of the Hudson River, having taught and sung about the river for more than 30 years. They play both regionally and internationally, with many bookings over the years for Clifton Arts Week, a festival in Ireland. The Boomers have worked with Pete Seeger, who regularly performed one of McAvoy's original songs, Down by the River, included on his Grammy-winning album, Tomorrow's Children, with the Rivertown Kids. Tickets are $17. For reservations and more information, call 860-285-1886 or visit the website northwestpark.org. Proceeds from the concert will benefit environmental studies at the park. Hartford Symphony brings Bach to the Bushnell. Hartford. The Hartford Symphony Orchestra will continue its 75th anniversary season with Bach and Beyond, Friday through Sunday, January 18th to the 20th, in the Belding Theater at the Bushnell. HSO Associate Concertmaster and Baroque Specialist Lisa Rottenberg and HSO Concertmaster Leonid Segal will lead the concert. The performance will also feature Baroque dancers Carlos Fatante and Robin Gilbert, who will present traditional choreography alongside the work. A pre-concert talk takes place 1 hour prior to curtain of each performance. Rottenberg is considered to be an exquisite violinist with expertise in the intricacy and depth of Baroque music, which is the foundation of the standard symphonic repertoire performed by orchestras all over the world today. In addition to her role as fanfare concert leader, Rottenberg performs as a soloist, chamber musician, and recording artist. Concert times are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets start at $35. $10 for students with ID. To purchase tickets and for more information, call 860-987-5900 or visit the website hartfordsymphony.org. Musical comedy Murder for Two at Park Playhouse on Park by J.I. Staff, West Hartford. Playhouse on Park, 244 Park Road, presents Murder for Two through Sunday, February 3rd. Everyone is a suspect in this uproariously funny musical murder mystery with a twist. One actor investigates the crime, the other plays all of the suspects, and they both do this while playing the piano. The play is a zany blend of classic musical comedy and madcap mystery. Performances are Wednesdays and Thursdays at 7:30 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., and Sundays at 2 p.m. Tickets range from $30 to $40 with discounts for students, seniors, and Let's Go Arts members. Opening night is Friday, January 18th with a complimentary wine and cheese reception at 7 p.m. and curtain time at 8. There is a special Tuesday matinee on January 22nd at 2 p.m. All tickets are $22.50. For more information and to purchase tickets, call 860-523-5900, extension 10, or visit the website playhouseonpark.org. The engagement party running on Hartford Stage through February 3rd. Hartford Stage, 50 Church Street, presents the engagement party through Sunday, February 3rd. Samuel Baum's suspenseful contemporary drama centers on a young couple's intimate gathering with family and friends to celebrate their engagement. An evening that leads to a spiraling sequence of events and revelations that will irrevocably change their lives. Evening performances are Tuesday through Thursday and Sunday, January 27th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. Matinees are at 2 p.m. on Sundays, as well as Saturday, January 19th and February 2nd, and Wednesday, January 23rd. Tickets range from $25 to $90, with discounts available. For more information, call 860-527-5151 or visit the website hartfordstage.org. Library hosting clutter consultant, Manchester. The Manchester Public Library is helping folks get organized this year by welcoming clutter consultant Jan Baltrush, owner of Find Your Stuff, to give a presentation on Tuesday, January 22nd from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Baltrush is a residential organizer who helps her clients sort through their stuff, donate the items they no longer need or want, discard the broken and torn items that can no longer be used, and then sets up an organizing system so that people can find the things they need quickly and efficiently. She loves to recycle and reuse the items her clients already have. She is known to motivate, support, and encourage her clients when getting organized and then staying organized. During this presentation, Baltrush will be giving tips on how to start organizing, how to sort through your things, and how to organize the items that you are keeping. No registration is required for this free event, which takes place at the Mary Cheney Library, 586 Main Street. For more information, call Jen Bartlett at 860-645-0821. Or visit the website library.townofmanchester.org. Great Decisions in Suffield. Suffield, the Kent Memorial Library is hosting its Great Decisions program this winter at the Suffield Senior Center, 145 Bridge Street. The program is held on Mondays for 8 sessions, except for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, January 21st, and President's Day, February 18th, from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Great Decisions is designed by the American Foreign Policy Association and is America's largest discussion program on world affairs. Individuals who register will receive a briefing book paid for by the Friends of the Kent Memorial Library. Participants will read about the issue in the briefing book before the discussion. Topics this year are global migration, the Middle East, nuclear negotiations, nationalism in Europe, cyber conflict, U.S. and Mexico, and state of diplomacy. Sign up for this free program in person at the library by calling 860-668-3896 or visiting the website suffield-library.org. Steve's Bagels puts customers in a New York state of mind by Suzanne McLaughlin. Manchester. Stephen DiGiorgio, owner of Steve's Bagels, which opened 5 weeks ago on Tollen Turnpike, said he grew up on bagels in New York City. DiGiorgio has worked as a hardware and software engineer and in construction, but he always wanted to run his own bagel shop. He opened Steve's Bagels at 150 Center Street in Manchester 3 years ago. Business was good. A little over a month ago, he opened Steve's Bagels at 11 Tollen Turnpike in Manchester. "I make the engineered bagels," he said. "It is influenced by the New York bagels he ate as a kid. The dough is crispy and the bagel has not overly risen. The insides of the bagel is soft." He said he boils the dough before baking. "Boiling the dough makes a good bagel," he said. Steve's Bagels sells a lot of egg sandwiches served on a bagel or roll. The eggs are fried on a griddle. "There are no microwaved eggs at Steve's, unlike at his competitors," he said. "The Marlin is a very popular egg sandwich," he said. "It consists of 2 eggs, bacon, and cheese on a bagel. It costs $5.09. If the Marlin is too small for your appetite, you can order the Big Steve, 3 eggs loaded with bacon, sausage, and cheese on an 8-inch grinder roll. It's $7.99. Steve's Bagels sells many varieties of bagels and also makes many varieties of cream cheese. Steve's Bagels is located at 11 Tollen Turnpike in Manchester and 150 Center Street in Manchester. They're open 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. For information, contact the Tollen Turnpike location at 860-432-2777 and the Center Street location at 860-432-4222. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for January 17th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.